Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chesem and Aleph. We're holding on Chesem and Aleph, seven lines from the top, by the words Amar Mar. So we mention at Amar Mar that Yesh Yoim Shata Rayaboy, Yesh Yoim Shiata Rayaboy. We darshened from the Pasuk of Uve Yoim He Ra'isboy that there are times that a Kohen has to look at a Nega, and there are times that a Kohen is allowed to push off and delay looking at the Nega. We gave two examples, a Chasun during Yom Tif, that a Kohen is allowed to delay his Psak and not look at the Nega. So, Yesh Yoim Shata Rayaboy, Yesh Yoim Shiata Rayaboy. Ask the Gemara my Mashma. Where do you see from the pasuk of V'yoyim Hiroizboy this drasha that Yesh Yoim Shata Rayaboy, V'yesh Yoim Shiata Rayaboy? So says the Gemara to Machlekes Abayin Rava Amr Abaye. Abaye explains, because Imkain, Lichtoy Brahmana Bayoim, because the Torah, if they didn't want to tell us this drasha, it should have just said Bayoim He Raizbay. My U Bayoim, what's the extra vav? Shmamina Yesh Yoim Shata Rayabai, Vyesh Yoim Shiata Rayabai. It must be the Torah is coming to tell us to make a drasha. What's the drasha? That there are certain times that the Kain has to look at the Nega, and there are times that the Kain's allowed to delay and not look at the Nega. Rava Amar, a different shot in the drasha, that Kula Kra Yaseirahu, the whole word Ubayoim is extra. De'im Kain Lichtoiv Rachmanu Uvehirois. The Torah could have just said Uvehirois by. And when the Kain looks at the Nega, etc. Why does it say my Ubayoim? Why does it have to say Ubayoim Hirois by? Shmamina Yeshoim Sha'atarayabai, Vyeshoim Sha'iatarayabai. It must be to tell us this drasha that there are times that the Kain could push off looking at the Nega. Now ask the Gemara of Abaye. Abaye seems like he needs Bayoim. He says that the drush is only from the extra vav, from Uvayoim. So Bayoim ahumi bayile, Bayoim veloy belayla. The Gemara explains that the reason why Abaye felt that Bayoim is not extra, Bayoim is needed, is because it teaches us a different drasha. It teaches us the drasha of Bayoim veloy belayla, that the Kayan is only allowed to look at a Nega when it's daytime and not at night. Even if he uses a candle, doesn't matter, it has to be natural light, it has to be during the day and not at night. The Rava Bayoim Vilay Balaila Minale. Rava who says that Bayoim is a completely extra word. So where does he know this halacha from? That the Kayan has to look at the Nega by day and not at night? Says the Gemara Nafkule Miluchol Mara Eine HaKayan. From that which the pasuk says, "Klichol mara einei hakayin," it's mashma that it has to be that the nega is seen by the kayin's eyes naturally, not with any sort of light, not at night. It has to be it's seen by his eyes during the day. Va'abaye, what does Abaye do with einei hakayin? L'chayre einei hakayin is enough to teach us b'yayim v'loy b'layla. So obviously, if Abaye has the pasuk of b'yayim to teach us b'yayim v'loy b'layla, it must be he uses einei for something else. So what does he learn out from einei hakayin? Says the Gemara of Abaye, Ahumi Bayile, Lemute Suma Ba'achas Me'enav. That Einei HaKayin is coming to tell us that the Kayin has to see it with both of his eyes. Einei HaKayin, Lashon Rabbim. But if a Kayin is blind in one eye, of course, if he's blind in both eyes, he can't see. Even if he's only blind in one eye, he is puzzled to be the one who checks the Nega. The Rava Nami Mi Bayile Lahachi. Ask the Gemara, Rava also, he holds of this halacha, and he needs Einei to teach us this halacha, that a Suma Ba'achas Me'enav is puzzled to look at an Ega. So if Einei is needed for this, so ask the Gemara for Rav Nami Mibayle Lahachi. And where does he know the fact that the Kayin is not allowed to look at an Ega at night? It can't be from Einei HaKayin that we need for Suma Ba'achas Be'enof. So says the Gemara, Einei HaKanami Ve'ela B'yoyim V'loy B'layla Minale. So where does he know the drasha of B'yoyim V'loy B'layla? Nafkule Mich Kenega Nira Li Babayis. He learns it out from that which the Pasuk says by Nige Batim. It says that the Kayin says that Kenega, or the person going to the Kayin, he says, Kenega Nira Li Babayas, it was seen to me, which means my natural eyes. And we learn out from there, Li Valoila Ayri, it's seen by me naturally, and now with the nut, now with the light, not it's not seen at nighttime. The Nega has to be seen when it's at a time that it could be Nira Li when it's during the day. Va'abaye will say back that Ime Hasam, that no, if we would learn out the halacha of v'yoyim v'loy b'layla from nigei batim have amina hanimili toma delav gufe. I would say that that's dafka by nigei batim because it's toma that doesn't come from a person's body. Avo toma de gufe, but when it comes to nigei or basar, to toma of a person's guf, afilu lo ayrei nami. So then I would say that even if it's seen with a light, that would also be okay. And that's why I need the drasha of Ubayoyim to teach me Ubayoyim v'lay b'layla. It's not enough to learn out from Kenega nearly b'vayis, Kamash Molan, also the pasuk of Ubayoyim, that it's not just by Nege Batim, it's also by Nege Arbasar, that the Kayin has to see the Nega dafka by day and not at night. Now says the Mishnah, V'oid Amir Remeir. So we had before in the previous Mishnah, that Remeir told us a kula, that a Kayin is allowed to check a Nega during Chol HaMoed, and if he sees it's not good, so he'll just stay, he'll plead the fifth. Says the Gemara that Remeir had another kula as well on Chol HaMoed, V'oid Amir Rabbi Meir, that Malakid Adam at Samois Aviv Imai. That on Chol HaMoed, a person who wants to move where his father or his mother are buried, let's say it's not a good matzav there anymore, it could be a matzav of Bizayin HaMeis, or he wants to bring them to Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, so he's allowed to gather the bones of his father and mother on Chol HaMoed in order to bring them to their new Makom Kvura. And the reason why this is mutter is b'mneisha simcha hilai. It's because it's a simcha for him to be able to move the bones. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, that evil hulai. Rabbi Yaisi says that no, you can't. A person cannot move at samayis aviv imay on Chol HaMoed because that's going to cause him to be sad. And there's a mitzvah simchas yamtif. And this is evil hulai. This causes him to be sad. And therefore this is aser. Then says the Mishnah, lo yair adam al mesai. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. You can hire someone to give hespedim and to be ma'ir people to cry. V'lo yaspidenu, and a person's not allowed to give a hesped for a mace, kaidem l'regel shleishem yoyim, within 30 days before a yamtif. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason. Now ask the Gemara first. We mentioned in the Reisha that Rabbi Meir said a person is allowed to be malakit Adam. A person is allowed to be malakit at samayis aviv v'imay b'mneisha simcha hilai. It's a simcha for a person when he gathers the bones of his father and mother. Ask the Gemara, Raminu, is it really such a simcha? But we learned in the Braisa, ha-malakit at samayis aviv v'imay ha-reizem mis'av l'alayim kol ayoyim. If a person, he moves his parents to a new Malkam Kfura, he gathers their bones, so the halacha is that entire day, he has to be an Avelos, there's dinami Avelos that apply that entire day, that he moves the Atzamayis Aviv V'imai. So it's Eva Hulai, like Rabbi Yaisi Tainud. And once we mention the Braisa, we just continue. Bila Erev, Ein Mis Avel Aleyan. Once it's already nighttime, so then he doesn't continue to mourn over them. Va'am Rav Chista, and Rav Chista said, that Afilu Tzrurin Lai Bisdinai, that this halacha that he has to mourn, is even if he doesn't have to mamish go ahead and start picking and finding and gathering together all the bones. Even if the bones are inside of a bag, they're Tzrurin Lai Bisdinai, and he's just moving the bag from one kever to another kever, Afal Pikein, he has to be noyik dine avelus that entire day until he buries aviv v'imay. But the point is that how could Reb Meir say shesimcha hilai, that it's a simcha? We see clearly that it's avil hulai, like Rabbi Yaisi Tainad. So Amar Abaye explains it in Achanami that ema mipnei shesimcha sarego olav, that which Reb Meir said. Now the person's allowed to be malakit at samayis aviv v'imay on Chol HaMoed mimnesha simcha hilai. He didn't mean to say that gathering the bones is simcha hilai. Avada, gathering the bones is not a simcha. Gathering the bones is an evel. But rather what he was saying is that since he has the simcha saregel on him, so therefore on Chol HaMoed when he does this activity, he won't be mitztayer. Even though normally a person, he's going to be mitztayer ad kedei kach that Chazal say that he has to even be noyig dini avelus on that day on Chol HaMoed. Obviously there's no Avelos on Chol HaMoed, it doesn't even cause the tzar b'pnei simchas haregel olav, because he has the simchas haregel and that will mitigate the tzar, and memela it would be mutter to move the bones of his father and mother. V'lo yair al mesai, we mentioned that a person shouldn't hire a person to give a hesped, you shouldn't be yair al mesai. Well, the Gemara is going to explain now. My lo yair al mesai, what does this mean to be yair al mesai? Amar Rav. Rav explains, kad hadar savdana b'marava, it's like the person who would give the hespedim in Eretz Yisrael, that Amri, he would say, that yifkun ime kol merire liba. When there was a mace who was giving a hesped, he would say, anybody who's hurting, anyone who has tsar, anyone who feels some hurt, should come and should join us and cry. So that's something that a person's not allowed to do within 30 days of a regel. And who I did not even give a hesped within 30 days of a regel. So says the Gemara now, kaidam a regel shleishim yoyim, We mentioned that this is not allowed to be done within the rego, 30 days within the rego. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Shleishim Yoyim. Where do we get this number of Shleishim Yoyim? So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Amar of Kahana, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav said that it's a based off of a Maisa Shahaya. There was a Maisa, a story about a Mecha with a certain person. Shekineis Mois La'alis L'rego. He had gathered money together. He said he made, Mamish made a whole big savings in order to have enough money to be Aile L'rego. And what happened was, is Ubas Afdon, there was a certain person who was a Safdon, he was a person who gave a spadim, who came to his house, Va'amid al-Pesach Besoy, he stood by his door, and he knocked on the door, the husband wasn't home, but the wife was home. And she got so nisayur from this Safdon, Unatalsan Ishtai Unasnanlai. And so his wife, she took all this money, all this savings, and she gave it to the Maspid, because she had so much nisayuris from him. V'nimna v'loy Allah, and in the end they weren't able to make the trip and be oyla l'regel. So ba'isa shah amru. So at that time they said la'yir al meisai v'li aspidanu kaidem l'regel shayshim yaim. They said 30 days before the regel. That was an interesting story. That because this story happened with the safton, so they said there's no being yair al meisai. There's no giving aspidim within 30 days of a yomtiv because it was because of a certain safton and a lady that gave him all of her money that this family wasn't able to. Be Eilu L'Regel. So from then on, they made a gzera that no being Yair Al Meisai or being Masbid within the Regel Shleishim Yai. That's Rav's version. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says a different shot that the reason for 30 days is L'Fisha'ina Meis Mishtakach Min Alev Shleishim Yai. Because it takes 30 days for a mace to be forgotten from a person's heart. Elsewhere, Chazal say, in Brachos and Chesam Abeis, that it takes a year. Obviously, you have to say that there's different dargas. But there's a darga of 30 days that if a person's in these Yisayir Al Mesa within 30 days of the Rego, so then the Mesa is still going to be on his mind, and that's going to take away from his Simchas Yamtif. May Benayu, what would be an afkamina between these two Mahalchim, between Rav and Shmuel? Says the Gemara, Ike Benayu de Ka'avid Bechinam. If let's say the Safdan wants to do it for free. So according to Rav's pshat, that won't be a problem, because here we have a free safdon, there's no chashash that the person is going to give him all their money. Whereas according to Shmuel, that the pshat is l'fi she'ena meis mishtakach min alev shloishim yoyim, so then that's going to be a problem, even if the safdon is willing to do it for free.